of the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My end is live from West Palm Beach this morning. I'm going to go up to the Kennedy Space Center and check things out there, and then move on to someplace halfway between where I am now, Richie, and where you are, because I got to get to you by tomorrow night.
Okay.
So, you're not too excited about seeing me, right?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to meet Meredith.
Absolutely, I do. I'm excited about seeing her.
Yeah. Why would you want to waste your time with me?
Yeah. Freeloading on me.
Yeah. All right, Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here, well-known, internationally known NUCA chiropractor, one of the 30 or so certified NUCA chiropractors, a homeopath, someone who understands medicine from lots of different corners. Happy to have him with us all the time. One of the things in the news today, and actually this week, Jack, a couple of things regarding smoking and what it does to people. There are a lot of celebrities who seem not shy about admitting that they smoke pot. And in and of itself, that's not anybody's business, and it's okay if that's what you want to do. Swell. But the impact that it has, and regular tobacco smoke as well, smoking cigars, pipes, any of that stuff, what is it in terms of influence in the body? Your secondhand smoke exposure really does things that most people don't understand, because they're not smoking directly, so it doesn't bother them, but yet it does, right?
Well, anything, you know, it's interesting that somewhere in our development along the way, we have receptor sites in the brain for nicotine, and we have receptor sites in the brain for THC. So how those things got in there, I don't know. There's a lot of speculation as to how in the development of the human brain over however long we've been here, and things will change geographically if you're there for a few hundred generations. Things will change, but we have receptor sites in the brain for both nicotine and THC. And the problem is, just like with alcohol, you know, we know by research a little bit of red wine with a dinner actually not just aids digestion, but it helps with cardiovascular and oxygenation of the blood. Mm-hmm. But we have a tendency to go past a glass of wine. We have a tendency to go past a little bit of tobacco, a little bit of marijuana, to the point where we overload those receptor sites in the brain, or we overload the body's ability to handle a little bit of ethanol that might be in a glass of red wine. And when we get to that point, there's a toxic burden that's placed on the body, and the liver is working overdrive to try to filter out the blood to get these kinds of poisons out of the system, not to mention the paralytic effect that smoke has on the cilia that lines the lungs, that's constantly moving fluids out of the lungs up into the bronchi, up into the trachea, so we can kind of cough them out. And that's one of the major problems is that the cilia, the little hair-like projections on the inner walls of the lungs, of the tissue, of the alveoli, are paralyzed by the presence of that smoke, and you get an accumulation of this mucus, and eventually you develop, you know, the smoker's cough, and a whole bunch of other kinds of problems of the toxic burden that builds up inside the lung tissue.
All right. So what I want to know, in terms of smoking and smokers, listening to that, why would you smoke? Hey, I guess anybody's got any common sense. Why would you do that to your body?
There's addictive materials put into cigarettes.
Yeah, but why would you get started? What is there about it that brings people around to thinking that it's
oneness?
There's so many.
It's the same thing we're all always looking for: connection, oneness, identification with our peer group. The things that brings us together and lets us know that we're not alone. The trick is to associate with a peer group that doesn't smoke. But, you know, that's the thing that gets kids smoking, is that feeling of being out of the pressure of authority, either from parents or from the school or from the church
or whatever else. You talk about peer groups. There's an article, I think, in USA Today today about celebrities who smoke pot. and the most of them are musicians, but there are a few from various corners of some so-called movie stars. They're actors, and this makes it legit. Sort of following what you just said, there is a legitimacy given. Okay, well they're cool and they do it, so let's try it. That kind of stuff. And then on the other side, one wonders. The government is launching an anti-smoking campaign with pretty graphic ads. I don't know if you've seen any of them this week. I saw, I think, one of them last night. They're produced in cooperation with the American Cancer Society to get people to stop smoking. One of the things that is so hypocritical here, though, and I don't mean to always make it sound like I'm picking on Obama, but when you think about all the stuff we were talking about earlier with regard to them, the government trying to teach you fiscal responsibility, I mean, it's ridiculous. And now this government program, this anti-smoking campaign, when everybody knows that Obama still smokes. And so how is it, there's no real, do we ignore all of that stuff? Or is the influence so powerful for somebody like that gets so much recognition that all of the time that you would spend advertising or trying to get people to not smoke is lost in the fact that what really goes on here is that people of influence are still smoking?
Well, you know, his press corps has done everything they can to tell the media, whenever he's smoking, please turn off your damn camera. Point it off in another direction. We don't want to catch him doing this. And it's just like parents. Parents who tell the kids, well, you're not going to smoke in our home while they're standing there with a cigarette. Or you're not going to smoke till you're an adult. What kind of a message does that send? So, they're caught in that kind of a contradiction. They're taught to lie. They're taught to be hypocrites by the very people who should, you know, if you're going to smoke, smoke with me. You know, as ridiculous as that sounds, at least you're escaping the veil of hypocrisy when you do that.
888-302-DOUG or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Richie or Jennifer or Roberta at DougStephan.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/good day. A lot of interesting comments, so you're welcome to comment on this sort of thing. If you're a smoker, why, if you around your children smoke, why? Why do you do that? And are there, I guess on the other side, looking at some of these ads, looking at the things that were on the packs of cigarettes, do these really deter people from smoking? The number of people that smoke is down, but it has sort of plateaued. Even the older people have given up. So the younger girls especially are starting to smoke at an alarming rate.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Richie said so.
Well, just thinking back to my childhood, Jack, where both of my parents smoked, and I remember when we moved from my childhood home and you move the furniture away from the walls and you see the stuff on the walls. What do I expect? What did that do to me?
Well, you picked it up. It's in your lungs anyway. You know, you can't escape that, especially, you know, as a child.
Right.
But if you're not directly smoking, or you've stopped for a while, or you've been removed from that environment, the body has this detoxification, self-cleansing system that will help to recover that tissue. Especially, the younger tissue as a child is constantly growing. I mean, growth spurts don't just affect the bones. You know, they affect the muscles, they affect the internal organs as everything continues to grow. And as such, there's constantly new tissue being laid down all the time. And once you're removed from that environment, if you're not a smoker thereafter, you know, within a few years, you're probably absolutely free of that effect.
How about my mother who quit smoking when she was, I don't know, 57, 58, and she's now 73?
Oh, she probably has lungs that look like a non-smoking lung right now.
Wow. So even in your 50s, in that stage of life, if you quit, you can regenerate your lungs and have totally normal, healthy lungs.
Absolutely. Your body is constantly making new tissue for every organ. Some of them are very quick, like the heart. The heart has new heart tissue every month. Blood's about every 4 months. The liver's about every 3 months. The kidneys are about every three months.
So it's never too late, is what you're saying.
No, it's never
too late.
It is
too late if you've already gotten the effects of it. If you have a cancer or emphysema in your lungs, it is. At that point, you're not going to overcome that.
Yeah, you've gone down a road there that's hard to recover from. That's
right,
true.
Exactly. But those of, like, I was the same thing, Richie. My father didn't smoke, but my mother did, and it really, you know, it killed her. But you go to the house, and look at the windows. I remember.
Yeah.
And the stuff.
In the 70s, you know, the early 80s, he didn't think about it. It was just
in the 50s and 60s.
Right, in the 50s and 60s for you, you didn't think about it.
Who was the last president that smoked? LBJ, before Obama. Clinton didn't smoke, although he says he inhaled what? He didn't inhale once. He smoked marijuana or something.
Right.
But George Bush, the father, didn't. I don't know whether George Bush, the son, I think he did earlier on in life. I'm just thinking about people and the presentation and the image and whether they impact people
right.
because of it. Think of all of the movies, the TV shows. How is it we talk about violence in the movies and television shows and how that affects people. Does smoking affect people the same way? When they see somebody smoking in a movie or a television show, does that affect whether or not you're going to smoke?
Well, you know, those kinds of scenes where you see stuff like that, those aren't accidental scenes.
No,
you know,
yeah.
they're created in such a way, and they're paid so that a certain brand name, a certain computer, a certain soft drink. I mean, I know you guys know this, but also that a certain cigarette shows up at a certain time, at a certain moment, because of that visual impact of certain areas of the brain, that in that moment, there's this almost exhilarating effect that takes place in the brain because the hero lit a cigarette. I mean, the old joke about, you know, a cigarette after sex determines the degree of...
My favorite one is the commercial where the doctor comes on and says, if you're going to smoke, Camel.
Yeah. Smoke these.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I play that on my radio show out here occasionally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, so let's those of you who are following us on Twitter and Facebook, what do you think is the best way to curb teenage smoking or smoking in general? Let us know. Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter @Good Day. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com, and find out what the Forbidden Doctor is up to. Jack, happy to have you here on Good Day.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels? How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. kind. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today from the Stones. How many times have they had a final tour?
A lot. I have a shirt from a tour in 1989.
The where final
it was supposed
tour.
To be their final tour. Then I have another shirt from sometime right around 2000,
yeah,
where it was supposed to be their final tour. And they've been teasing all week on Twitter that they have a big announcement today. And in about 1 hour from now, it's expected that they are going to announce a new U.S. tour this summer. So we'll see whether they come out with it. It looks like they will. But here's the thing. Get ready. Break the piggy banks open.
All right. Oh, it has to be at least $300 a ticket.
You're not getting into any one of these shows for under $300.
Yeah.
And there ain't
25.
Anyway.
Even for the cheap seats?
Yeah. I can't imagine.
But I remember going to, there was the Dodgers stadium.
Yeah, they played there. Sure did.
I was in the sixth row. I think I paid $65 a seat for the tickets, and it was the worst show. You couldn't hear anything. You couldn't, when you're that close, you can't really grasp what the sound. You need to be back about halfway
and I was
to get the mix
of them.
Sound. So you were in the right place.
I was in the right place.
So,
but
the point here is
large venue shows.
Yeah, it's hard to hear.
Noise. Really, like you're going to catch the Stones at the Bayou.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. I mean,
but if you're going to go, the advice is don't buy a ticket up close. You may have if you want to hear the music. If you don't care about that, you just want to watch them, see their faces and watch their bodies move around. That's one thing. You can do that if you're up close. But if you expect to hear the music and have any chance of really enjoying what the songs sound like that you're used to, you will not. You will hear their voices. You won't really hear the music. Then, Roberta, you go to these concerts. The Springsteen things, you sit
I'm
front,
always
front
up
of
front.
Your...
Yeah.
Right.
But
and
she likes
hearing,
to look at not Bruce's face, but, you know, his nether region.
The sound there is pretty good, though, because what you're getting a lot of the sound from the onstage monitors.
But they're hearing
themselves. It's a little different. I mean, if you were paying $65 for a sixth row seat, that must have been like back in, you know, the
This is why I go to Jazz Fest in New Orleans every year, because now that they've kind of nationalized Jazz Fest,
right,
where it used to be just all the small New Orleans bands, and now they've got national promoters working with it. So, you know, you'll see the Dave Matthews, you'll see, we're going to see Billy Joel, Willie Nelson, and all these big national acts, but in a small fairground type thing.
But that's not jazz. So they might as well throw out the Jazz Fest because it's really a Jazz Fest.
It's a music festival. It celebrates the music of New Orleans, which is gospel, rock, Zydeco blues, jazz, all the in funk.
Right.
Yeah. And any one of those music genres can be, they have a stage for them at the different things. So.
I can say that all music emanates originally from jazz in the U.S. Rock and roll emanates from jazz.
Rock and roll really emanates from country and rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues, yeah,
actually.
We don't agree with you on that.
Jazz didn't come around for a little while after
Roberta
that.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Jennifer, it looks like there was a joke played on Lindsay Lohan on April Fool's Day. There was a post...
Not
it's
played
official.
On her. She played the
oh,
trick.
Oh, it was the other way around. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so how did that fare?
Well, apparently she posted a tweet that said, "It's official, period, pregnant."
Really?
Now, many thought that that was an April Fool's Day joke, except that she posted it past midnight East Coast time, which led her fans to wonder whether or not she was telling the truth. But she did confirm the next day, April Fool's, where is everyone's sense of humor? Gosh, could you imagine if she really were pregnant? Trouble.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? You'd love to see a baby come out of that. 28 after a good day.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide. Packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
To another half hour of the Good Day Show, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday, the 3rd of April. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. We're discussing some of the important stories, some of the things you may not hear discussed. Lots of news today about the problems in life that we face. And one of the things that we talk about a lot here is eating well, trying to point you in the right direction to eat well. Earlier on, I had passed along, Jennifer, the info from Phil Lempert, the problems facing people who are going to the local co-ops. They're going to Fresh and Easy. They're going to the Whole Foods Market. They're looking for stuff that's fresh, and you can't really find it this time of year. So what's the replacement? Some of our Twitter friends say, here's Jay who says, local farmers market is where I go for what I don't grow myself. Let's see here. David says, I go to a local farmers market. They have one every week, depending on where you are in the country. In the Northeast, we only have them from like mid-May when the first stuff would be lettuce, that sort of thing that grows quickly, spinach, that kind of stuff. Let's see here. Janet says, two choices, local grocery or WM. I don't shop at WM.
Walmart.
Walmart. Okay, yeah, I don't either. All right, let's see here. One of the other things we were talking about is airlines starting to charge by weight. Thomas says, why not? Everything else is bought and sold by weights and measurement. James says, seriously? Guess I haven't been keeping up with the show like I used to. That is unreal. All right, James, pay more attention. By the way, on a personal thank you to Doug for the autographed ball cap last year when you all were down in Palestine, Texas. Here's Deborah who says, I think if they did this, more families would be able to fly across the country to grandma's for holidays because tiny toddlers and preteens should have incredibly cheap fares. Kara says, we're already charged and paid differently based on sex, which we have no control over, huh? How does it cost more for a woman?
Well, she's saying not in travel. I think what she's saying is that, you know, like in bars or cover charges, I think she might have mentioned, or, you know, women don't make as much as men in the workplace, those kind of things.
Yeah. All right. Also, we asked a question about what's the best way for you to curb teen smoking?
Cut their fingers off.
Let's see.
No, don't give them any money to buy cigarettes.
Well, here, no, this is something that's pretty interesting. Chris says, appeal to teenagers' peer group. Nobody wants to kiss or date somebody who smokes.
Ick.
That's true, isn't it, of younger?
Unless you smoke yourself, and then you
right.
don't care.
Then it's no big deal.
Attention to it. Let's see here. Here's another one. Evan says, stop, or rather start enforcing existing laws just as they do for underage drinking. That's probably a good idea. Betsy says, card anybody under 30 who is purchasing a tobacco product. Do the stores really adhere to that like they do for alcohol?
Yeah.
Do they have people? They do, huh?
They do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here is Van who says, raise the price $15 a pack. Let's see here. Start by banning tobacco because it's responsible for vast amounts of death. Revenue aside, why is it legal? Yosef wants to know that, and that's a really good question. You're right about that.
Raise federal taxes on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And okay, make it $5 a pack so that, you know.
Isn't it already $5 a pack?
Pretty expensive.
Yeah. Roberta, they're going to raise taxes on your wine, on your your pasta.
Yeah, no, but cigarettes singly causes so many medical issues.
So does sugar. So does salt.
But those big 32-ounce drinks, get rid of them.
Exactly. Yep.
So does alcohol.
Let's see here. Jerry says, make teens eat a cigarette.
Oh.
It worked for me. I never touched one again.
That's gross.
Or make them handle a diseased lung.
Yeah. Polly says, excuse me, if it had been more expensive than 2 days of lunch money when I was in school, I never would have started smoking. That's a pretty interesting reality, isn't it? Okay. On to the next item of interest. Apparently, the gates of hell have been found.
They're not in Detroit.
I thought this was my minister telling me what would happen to me if I was a bad boy. I would go through the gates of hell, never thinking that they actually existed.
They were real gates, yeah.
Really?
Well, this is a story that has come out this week from archaeologists that were working around in Hades, I guess is what it's called.
Hades?
H-A-D-E-S.
Hades.
According to the
Another word for hell.
Exactly. According to the Italian news agency ANSA, a team of archaeologists working in the ancient Phrygian, I'm going to say, city of Hierapolis in southwestern Turkey. Sure, you can. But let's just say southwest Turkey. How about that? They claim to have located the plutonium, or Pluto's Gate, which is an ancient pilgrim site considered the entryway to the underworld. It's creepy looking. A small cave near the Temple of Apollo, the plutonium grew in association with death from deadly gases that it emitted. So you actually have anything that like flies in this area, it dies. It's dead. This gas, it takes care of it. Yeah.
Kind of like the triangle. What's the triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Well, this is a cave, and they think it's carbon dioxide coming out of it. So if they say it's really creepy. They'll see birds kind of just fly by it and kind of go in the cave.
They'll get close to the opening, and they just drop.
Dead.
Scary.
So, of course, you know, back in ancient times, they see this, and they're like, oh, the gates of hell.
Mm-hmm. Of course you would think that.
Right. All right.
This is the only place where this happens, by the way. They said there are a few other places where they have openings in the Earth's crust that are around the planet. But this
ever see a bird fly into a tree and crash into it and drop to the ground?
I've also seen one fly into a window and die. And that's
One flew into our patio door that's all glass and fell to the ground. It was dazed. And just at that moment, the cat came around the corner, kind of looked at the bird and got this look of like, oh, wow, manna from heaven, and pounced on the bird and ate it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I saw one bounce off my grill once.
Ew.
I saw one fly over the cuckoo's nest.
Hey, there you go.
All right, next up on the Good Day program, I thought they would do better than it did.
Over the cougar's nest?
The cougar's nest.
Oh.
You'll be okay, Roberta.
Did he say cougar's nest?
Take a couple of
Roberta's got cougars on her mind, though.
I'll talk to you in the morning. There is a new therapy being used by people who are in trouble with their finances called retail therapy. And we'll talk about retail therapy and whether or not it works.
Isn't that when you're sad and you go shopping?
Well, I think that may be for some, for sure. More on that coming up in a matter of moments. Let's be honest. Those of you who've tried to whiten your teeth and you run into a couple of different problems because you had the wrong product, You had those messy trays. You used strips. You did not swab your teeth with power swabs, but that's what you ought to be doing, because this is not a normal bleach whitener. This is a whitener that actually is derived from coconut oil. It's very healthy, and boy, does it work. Look at your teeth after just one application, and you'll see that they're whiter. In 7 days, they'll be six shades whiter. Call 800-865-7602. Every time I mention that name, people will flock to the number. Not only because I'm telling you that it works and you believe me, because it does work. I've used it myself. It's very cool stuff. You can try it risk-free at 800-865-7602. It will work. It does remove the stains from your teeth. It is a healthy way to deal with crowns and veneers and caps, natural teeth as well. Power swabs. Start becoming a winner today. Have a great smile that helps you get a better job and perhaps a better relationship. 5-minute solution to whiter teeth is power swabs. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-865-7602 and you get 50% off the retail price of power swabs. Get those teeth white and beautiful. You'll love it. Try it risk-free at 50% off at 800-865-7602.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
15 before the hour on the Good Day program with Roberta and Richie and Jennifer. Okay, so I want to know from Roberta especially, but maybe Jennifer as well, the research that is discussed at DougSteffen.com about retail therapy. We laugh about this, I think men do, Richie, about women when they don't feel well, they go out and they shop.
Yep.
According to the research, apparently easing sadness is helped by going shopping. It improves your
mood. Of course it better.
Of course it does.
Until my credit card bill comes, and then I'm depressed again.
Well, I never felt more like
tonight.
What do you do?
I go shopping at thrift stores.
At thrift stores? Okay,
yep,
so?
Thrift stores. You know why that happens?
Why?
You know why that happens?
No, why does that happen, Roberta?
Because when you shop, your brain releases dopamine, which is the feel-good chemical.
Really?
Huh. So
that's
why
it works.
That's why it works.
The survey suggests that half of Americans say they have shopped and spent money to improve their mood, according to the survey released from Ebates.com. More women admitted to this behavior, but men apparently do it. They just
men do it, too.
We just shop for gadgets and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
See, we go to Home Goods. They go to Home Depot.
All right, so, Richie, when's the last time you were depressed and you went shopping?
I don't know that I was ever outwardly depressed and walked in to buy something to make me feel better.
When was the last time you were outwardly depressed?
I couldn't tell you. Do I ever seem like I'm depressed?
No, actually, you don't. No.
Yeah. No, but you're more sensitive than you let on, so I don't buy what you're selling.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
You are way more sensitive than you let on.
I would say back in my 20s, I had my days where I was just like, yeah, this isn't any fun anymore. So, but no, I mean, generally, yes, I do feel better when I walk out of a store and go, this is awesome. And whatever, it's usually the Apple store or something like that.
Right.
So, yes, I agree. It does make me feel better when I go purchase something. I do like the feeling. But I do not go buy something to make me feel better.
All right. Well, that's nice to hear, Richie.
At least I'm
aware. A real man about it. There's a word today.
That's what this is about.
All right. Who's a real man? Who's a real woman?
Yeah, I'm not a real man because I don't go shopping to make myself feel better.
That would be in the same stereotypical way that you refer to other things, and not just you, but we all do it. We all refer in a stereotypical way to all blank is blank. Everybody who's this, every tall person plays basketball. You know, that kind of stupid stuff. Anyway.
Okay. Stupid, that's true, isn't it?
Next up on the Hit Parade, the evils of April 1st still being felt. And I got to tell you, when I saw this yesterday, I was going to bring it up and I forgot to, frankly, the story of a couple of disc jockeys in Florida who were suspended for doing something that was just funny. And I don't see this any other way. Radio stations.
Forget suspended. They're in legal trouble, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
They could go to jail.
Felony charges.
They could go to jail for telling people there's water coming out of their faucets.
Out of their water faucets.
They basically told everybody on the air that dihydrogen monoxide is coming out of your faucets.
Yeah.
And it kept it going for an hour. And, of course, a lot of people don't realize that dihydrogen monoxide is water.
H2O.
Get a book and look it up.
H2O.
Why would they go to jail? What's the harm?
Because
it's a felony to erroneously report a water problem.
But they didn't
erroneously report anything. Well, they said water comes out of the tap.
But they created a fear in the community over the water supply. And that's why they're going after
you
them.
People, this country is so, oh my God. Talk about head in the sand.
Lee County Southwest Florida Water Association
District,
had to put out a release saying that there's nothing wrong with the
water. No, they didn't. They have morons who live there. They have people, and that really does show, I mean, we laugh about it, but it does show you how the dumbing down of America is taking place. There's a very practical example.
I should have asked you what dihydrogen monoxide was.
I knew what it was because basic chemistry.
I didn't know.
Well, I didn't know either, but wouldn't you look it up? I mean, that's the thing. Is if you heard something terrible was coming out of your water pipe, like a terrible word, you'd look up that word.
If they didn't tell me what it is, I would go look it up within 60 seconds.
It sounds like a gas, though, doesn't it? Dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah. It does.
Sounds like a gas coming out.
It is. Well, water is gas.
Well,
water is gas.
Yeah, it's gas in solid form.
No, it's really gas and liquid form.
Gas and liquid form. Ice is.
It is. Who
gas
doesn't remember that
form?
Chemistry, for God's sakes, in high school.
I didn't make it to chemistry. Good. Thanks for rubbing it in.
10 before the hour. Good day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant.
instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Star Wars. John Williams.
Wars.
No, not that version.
No, not
this
that
version. John Williams won the Oscar for Best Score for his work on Star Wars on this date, 1978. Remember, the original Star Wars came out in 1977. It won six awards that night. Lost a bet, the Best Picture to Annie Hall, if you can remember, but that's okay.
What a travesty that is.
Yeah, that was kind of a travesty.
Who remembers
think
that?
About it.
If you asked 10 people, 10 people would say, if you asked 10 people, what was the number one picture that year? What won the Oscar that year? And you let them pick between Annie Hall and Star Wars, they'd say Star Wars.
Guy Chucker. Chuck Curry is here. Yesterday he was at the dentist getting his teeth fixed. The top five television shows. I find this interesting because we, you on your blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, talk about all kinds of things, video, DVDs. You relate to the video world. Top five network shows this week. You ready?
Yes.
Number five is The Voice. Number four is Dancing with the Stars. Number three is NCIS Los Angeles. Number two is American Idol. And number one is NCIS, the original NCIS. NCIS had 18 million viewers. American Idol had 17 million viewers. Remember when they used to get 27, 28, 29
yep.
million viewers on American Idol?
They're still doing okay, though. I mean, as much as everybody...
Okay.
Well,
they're doing okay, but no, you know, very few shows hold the audience for more than a few years.
Okay, NCIS, but you're always... The reason I brought this to your attention wasn't so much to talk about the shows that are very... Yeah, these are the top 20. There's some pretty good shows in here. Good Wife is 20. Hawaii 5-0 is 19. Two Broke Girls is 18.
Yeah, but
Grey's Anatomy is still in there, 16.
Most of those shows you rattled off are CBS shows. Mm-hmm. For some reason...
Well, ABC has Body of Proof and Castle in there.
Yeah.
In terms of the top 20. But the comparison is on cable. Remember we used to get 1/5 the audience on cable that
not
you would
anymore.
Get on radio? The top show, and I don't know this show, but I've heard horrible things about it, The Walking Dead.
I love it. My favorite show.
It's the top cable show.
No show on all of TV has more viewers in the 18 to 49 demographic, which is the demographic all advertisers cling to and want.
Right.
Walking Dead.
What is The Walking Dead about? What is another zombie
the
show?
Zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my God, Jesus. I should have known.
I would pay them to be a zombie on that show.
I'm sure you would. Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, I just want to say this.
You're a zombie on this one, so what's the...
All right.
Walking Dead Season 3 final on Sunday night to 12.4 million viewers. That's a new record for the show on AMC. But its fan base is the most rabid and nasty fan base I've ever seen.
Kids. All kids and crazy women like a
one turn that they don't like, they go bananas on
nuts.
The internet. And
really?
I agree with a lot of what they say. I think the show is amazing, personally. I love it.
All right, what do you have for movie news, Chucker?
Disney has set a November 25th, 2015 release date for Finding Dory, the sequel to its hit animated film Finding Nemo. Ellen DeGeneres announced this on the show yesterday. She will reprise her voice role of Dory and be the main attraction, although Albert Brooks will also be back. Paramount Pictures is greenlit a G.I. Joe 3, filmed in $120 million in business worldwide in its first 3 days. Personally, I could care less. I'm not a big fan of that franchise. The horror film Evil Dead, the remake, which opens on Friday, tracking a $20 million opening. That's pretty good. And Universal's re-release of Jurassic Park in 3D, tracking at around $15 million opening, which means it'll be mostly, I think, a non-event, which is, I'm going to see it anyway, but I don't think there's going to be that much of a hoopla to it.
You know, I'm interested in Charlize Theron finds these very heavy characters to play. She's going to be in a movie called Dark Places where she testifies against her brother, who is accused of killing the rest of the family. You notice that she gets into heavy movies like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me? She's a good actress.
She's a good actress. She's also doing the fourth entry in the Mad Max franchise. She's a female lead. That's what I think
that'll be cool.
She'll look hot, by the way.
Good news. Chuck Curry is here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
I'm Julian Ritchie, Associate Vice President, Customer Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.